Welcome to the Slow Living Podcast. If you are ready to ditch hustle culture for good while continuing to meet your personal and professional goals, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day, and I work with overachievers from all over the world who are ready to stop living life in triage mode and start living the life of their dreams, one filled with abundance, joy, and a sense of purpose. Life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. Let's get started. Hi there, Slow Down Society. So if you're a fan of the podcast, you're going to absolutely love the book. Slow Living, Cultivating a Life of Purpose in a Hustle-Driven World is now available wherever books are sold. Buy it for yourself, your children, your friends, and your neighbors. You can get all the juicy details at stephanieoday.com/slowlivingbook. Trust me, this is hands down the best $20 you'll ever spend. Hi there, Slow Down Society. Steph here, and we're on episode 208 of the Slow Living Podcast. And this is the second half of my final coaching session with Kelsey. And we really decide on purpose in this episode the importance of scheduling and planning proactively for peace. And it sounds so kind of backwards because people think that peace should be letting go, relaxing, easy peasy. I'm on vacation all the time. But in order to get to that place, you have to know in your brain that everything that has been ruminating for so long is taken care of. And the best way to do that is to plan it and to schedule it. So Kelsey and I again revisit time blocking and scheduling. And that's what this episode is all about. This isn't about you're living a life of leisure and you have no worries or cares in the world. We are full-fledged humans with ups and downs and all around. And if you want to know that the garbage is taken out and the dishes have been washed and when the last time the toilet was scrubbed, honestly, the best way to do it is to create a system, implement it, stick with it, and then you can begin to delegate. The kids get older and that kind of stuff. You can say, well, actually, every Tuesday at 3, I do this, and then you can delegate it. And that actually is how peace happens. Okay, pretty people, here is Kelsey. All right. In your homework, I see that I had also asked you to do a peace pyramid Google Doc. How did that come out?
Good. Yeah. So I wrote down the five most important things in every piece of the peace pyramid. And then I said to circle, but I was doing it on the computer. So I put a little exclamation point behind the ones that I'm already doing. And then at the bottom, the ones that I wasn't doing that I felt were the most, I labeled at the bottom. I don't have that in front of me.
No, it's funny. I'm in your drive right now and I see the blank one. I don't see the completed one, but it might be. Oh, no. Oh, did you highlight? Like where it says time management. Oh, you wrote it in. Time management. You have morning routine. And I see. Okay. Sorry. I was looking in the actual blue pyramid part. Okay. So for time management, in order to have a rock solid peace pyramid, you wrote a morning routine, afternoon, evening routine, meal planning, weekly calendar update, and then a chore rotation. And you highlighted that. Does the highlighted mean that to you is the most important?
That's the one that I need to focus on to make my peace pyramid more solid.
Okay.
That, like, not having my chores done, it makes me feel uncomfortable having an untidy home. So I put a lot of, I've got it all laid out in the days, but since it's been summer break, it's kind of just been falling all over the place. So that's the one thing that I'd really like to make sure every Tuesday I'm doing this, every Wednesday I'm doing this so that it's constantly caught up.
Okay.
Because if I'm looking around and like the first time we talked, I'm noticing the dog bed. Now the dog bed gets washed every other Thursday. It's not even thought about. It's done.
Okay. And okay. Yes, I agree with that. And then also if you can decide, then start putting it on your calendar. And if you're using a digital calendar, you can just have it repeat every other Thursday.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is that something you would like for me to tell you to do so then you do it?
Yeah, to add it to the calendar because I have it. Like I got a notebook and I have it all written in the notebook, but I don't write it steadily on my calendar. It's actually funny that you said that because I wrote all of my fitness on my calendar for next week of the days that I'm doing running because I adjusted it because I couldn't go on Wednesday because I'm so scared of animals behind garbage cans. But I wrote down the days that I'm doing running and then I looked at it and I was like, well, I'll do a workout this day then and I'll make sure I'm walking this day and I'll just take one day off for myself on Saturday. So I've got it all listed out and I'm not going to think about it. I'm just going to do it.
Okay. And then like for meal planning and different things like that, what is stressing is that getting like so you added it in time management and then you also listed it in health for meal planning and healthy meals.
Right, yeah. So meal planning is with the time management, and then actually cooking it and eating it is for health.
Okay.
Because I can plan
When
it, but I gotta cook
yeah.
it.
Okay. So also when it comes to like the binge eating in the evening and that kind of stuff, would it be helpful to just like have a whole bunch of like air popped popcorn or things that are quote unquote healthier options and look at volume versus that or would that be triggery also?
I always have cut fruit in the fridge. I always have cut healthy options for the kids in the fridge. I could absolutely go in there and do that. I'm nervous that it's going to lead to, oh, well, maybe I'll have a little cereal too. And oh, maybe I could melt marshmallows in there. And it just is a spiral of.
Okay. So it's better to do nothing than a something which could lead to more.
Right.
Does that sound
Yeah.
right? Okay.
If it's before 8 o'clock, I'm totally down. I've been making like I freeze fruit and then puree it with skim milk, and that's lovely. I've been eating that before 8 p.m. all the time. But cutting it off at 8 p.m. and anything nothing after that makes it so that I don't even consider binging.
Okay. And while you're binging, is it just anything that you can see, or are they premeditated? Now I want something sweet. Now I want something salty. Now I want.
It's usually flavor dependent. So I'll eat something very salty. I was like, oh, now I want something sweet. And I'll go in and I'll melt those marshmallows and cereal and just eat a whole bowl of that. And then I'll be like, oh, now I need something to drink. And I'm drinking whatever I can find. And sometimes I'll even eat the stuff that makes me feel like crap. I'll drink squirt drink, even though I know it's going to make me feel horrible the next day.
I know that that packet of the stop binging or whatever. So I mean, you have lots and lots of tools, and I know in the moment sometimes the tools go out the window. And then also I know repetition can be helpful. Is it a possibility to do a slight pattern interrupt that you can allow yourself to binge if first you look through one of those packets or one of those books. So what I'm trying to get at is I don't want to tell you no, and I don't want you to tell yourself no, but it's like a yes and. I am an adult. I have free choice. I have free will. I can do these things. But if I'm going to do these things, I have to do this other stuff. So it's like putting your seatbelt on. I'm gonna open that packet that I've created for myself and skim it first. And then if I still choose, it's free choice. It's not just autopilot. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I could. I'm just so nervous to ever let myself because then I'm just going to continue to just let myself and let myself and let myself, right? But yeah, I'll look through the packet. I've got lists of things and I could do this instead. So I've worked through a lot of it and I've got a lot of options, other things I could do. So, and that's
Yeah.
what helped me on the days that I was really struggling with smoking because I really wanted to smoke before. And then I would go, I'd set the timer for 20 minutes, I'd make myself do something else. And then I'd reassess and be like, no, I can push through to four. I can do it. I can push through to four. They say, surf the crave wave. So that's what I keep on telling myself. I'm just surfing the crave wave.
Well, and also, change takes time. And this, we've just been playing around with each other for 6 weeks, and you've done so much work and continuously adding to it instead of just maintaining or trying to stick with the habits and the new rituals you already have for a very long time before adding to it, really makes more sense. And scientifically, it makes more sense to maintain all of the new for an extended period of time before adding more new. Yeah, you're mad at me. I can see your face. You're like, no, it's not good
No.
enough, Steph.
Well, no, I'm just nervous. I don't want to add in like optional binge eating because I'm just like terrified that it's going to get the better of me because it's gotten the better of me every time, right? So.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I think optional binge eating is probably correct, that you don't want to give yourself that option. But also, if you're really having a hard time, I don't want you to continuously deny over and over again, because that could then create a screw it, I'm just not doing this at all anymore thing.
Yeah, I feel like that's not with the flexibility. We're back to flexibility.
Okay. All right. Good. Good. For in the Peace Pyramid thing. So you have you've highlighted in the finance section that you want a retirement plan in action. And the fact that you're 33 and want a retirement plan in action is pretty phenomenal. So congratulations.
Oh, I thought I was behind. I thought I was like behind on the game. I thought we should have been saving for longer than before this.
Well, so if you look at the averages, most people don't pay attention to any of it until older than 33. Most people at 33 are still trying to get their ducks in a row. So I think you deserve gold stars for that.
I mean, we're still trying to get our ducks in a row. I just also want one of those ducks to be retirement. I know it's the best gift that I can give my family to thrive so that my kids don't have to worry about us. Like, that's, and I think that I see that in my own parents and in Ryan's parents and how I know that they'll be taken care of and we don't have to worry about it. And I really, really want to make sure that we do that for our children too.
Okay. So the different things, so you've written five in each of these sections and then highlighted the most important one to you in them. And the idea is, when these things are in place, you will feel calm and content. Is there a possibility of like putting a plan for each of them and getting them ironed out sooner rather than later, rather than just continuously adding them to the list and kicking the can down the road?
Yeah, I'd like to make a plan with them. I can't remember exactly what they all are now, but I have some things already in the works. Like Ryan has retirement saving matching with his work, and then like we're also have an account opened up now. I went to the bank and I got my RRSP all sorted. Like I'm doing the things to move towards it, but I think writing it out, an action plan would probably be the best bet.
Okay. All right. So it says you did exclamation point for the things that you have already done. So your wins, you say you have less anxiety and more excitement, and you have given yourself and others grace. You with some of the your relationships, you are more present with your kids. You check in with Jess and Amber, who are friends. Is that right? Yeah. And you're doing monthly check-ins with your parents. Okay. It says for the organization, you have an color-coded calendar right now. That's
I do
awesome.
all the highlighters for the colors and the kids. And so the
Okay.
Theo likes it because he likes to know which days are his things. And he
Okay.
can't quite read yet. He's really getting there, but he knows if it's highlighted orange, that means something's going on for Theo. So he really likes that.
Okay. Okay, going into this really busy season of back to school and then winter holidays, what can you do to really set yourself up for success?
I think I'm doing a lot of the things now. Like I have before these calls, I take a minute and I go through my calendar for the next week, and then I've added my exercise and I've highlighted all of that, and I'm making sure that I've I think that a lot of my anxiety comes from trying to remember everything I have to do. And if I just write it all down in the book, then that will set me up for success. And on the calendar so that I can see. I leave my book open all the time on my desk so I can see it and I reference it quite often.
Okay. Do you have like trepidation and worry heading into the school year, or do you feel excited?
I'm excited for me to have the kids gone and like to be able to get back to work a little bit and not have to worry about who's taking care of them or what are they doing and to have a little bit of free time. I am a little like I feel very confident Finn's gonna thrive. I'm a little bit worried about Theo, but we've been moving forward with the children's mental health. I did an ages and stages questionnaire and she's gonna have some problem solving with me. And this is all while we're just on the wait list to see a therapist. So like the gears are in motion and I feel very confident with the teachers that Theo has. The one teacher, Mrs. Well, I don't know if I should say her. Anyway, she don't
That's
play.
okay.
So, I'm happy that he's going to be back with her. I feel good about
Okay.
that.
Okay. All right. And you'll continue to work with the school system.
Yeah. Well, he's going to have
Okay.
an individual education plan now. So
Great.
it's
An
going to be a little
IEP.
bit different, but hopefully better.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so too. And you're not dismissing or like hiding things under the rug, which a lot of parents do. So, I think he's no,
I
but
don't think
he's
I
lucky to
could.
have you. Well,
I
he's lucky to have you.
just want to do my best for him. I want him to be able to thrive. I look at like the people in my life that are like, oh yeah, I have ADHD, and I see them struggling. And there's this one lady at Cookbook Club, and her son has ADHD, and she helps him. She brings all his stuff out, and she sorts it through with him. And like, I don't mind being a shoulder to cry on. I don't mind helping him through all of that if it helps set him up for success. I want him to thrive. I don't want it to hold him back.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I want to really touch upon the fact that we've been working together and this is our last call.
Yeah.
And I wondered how that feels.
Sad, I guess. I know that you'll always be there, and like obviously you're gonna reply to my email still, but it feels very weird and like a little bit freeing. I don't know, it's a weird emotion. It's like I'm so happy for everything that we've gone through and like where we've gotten, but I don't know, I'm gonna miss you.
Are you able to see that I really didn't do anything and you did it all yourself?
Well, you held my hand,
Yeah,
right? And that's all I really needed was just someone to hold my hand and be like, it's gonna be okay. You're gonna get through it. Like, just keep on showing up. And even when I made mistakes, some days I would send you emails and you're like, that's great. And I was like, is it? I thought it was bad. And you're like, no, you're doing great. And I was like, yeah.
good. I'm glad. I really enjoyed getting to know you. I really did. Yeah. Okay. 6 weeks from now, where do you see yourself?
So that would be mid-September, I guess.
October-ish, yeah.
Beginning of October. I see myself still doing all of these things. I hope I don't get more relaxed on it, but if I do, like, what are you gonna do, right? Like, I know what needs to be done, and I can always get back to it.
With the couch to 5K, do you think you'll keep that up?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to pay for it soon though. But that's
Oh,
okay. Yeah,
wait.
it's $20.99 for a year though, so that's really
Oh,
not
I
that bad.
didn't know that they changed that. I had downloaded the app so long ago
Yeah, I
that.
think it was you could have like the first couple of weeks, but now you have the first four sessions. So I did the last one that they offered today. So now I'm gonna sign up and it's 14 days free and then $20.99 after that
Oh,
for a year.
yikes. I'm sorry, Kelsey. I had no
It's
idea.
not that
I
bad.
put it on my phone so long ago that I think at the time maybe I spent $20 just to download it and that was it, but no subscription or anything.
Yeah, well, there's options for free ones. I've been exploring a little bit to see. They even have podcasts that talk you through it with people with super cool accents, and they're like, "Okay, now you got to start running in 10, 9," and they go all the way, "Okay, stop running." And then there's this one, and he's so funny. He's like, "Oh, but we've got to follow the rules. It's the law." Just like, it's
That's
so
cute.
silly. So I might look into some of those ones too, just for a buddy in my ear.
Okay, I like that because I don't want you to pay for a subscription.
Well, it's got cool features. Like, I think for a whole year, it's not so bad, right?
Yeah, but go back and revisit your finance quadrant and then decide on purpose.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think you'll ever want to sign up for like a 5K fun run in your community?
Maybe in time. I could see that. Finnegan wants to go with me. I've been telling him about all of this, and we've been talking about like virtual races and stuff like that. And he goes, "You gotta wake me up tomorrow. I want to get those steps in so that we could win a medal." And I'm like, "Okay,
Oh,
there's no
that's
medals.
really cute.
It's virtual, but he's interested." He was going jogging with Ryan's dad. They bought him shoes and everything so he could go jogging with Ryan's dad. They haven't gone in a while, but he wants to go. Maybe we'll go together.
Okay. Very cool. All right. When you see the holiday season and with your family and extended family and sister and that kind of stuff, how do you feel looking forward to it? Like not looking forward to it, but like looking towards, what is the overall feeling that you have about that?
Well, Christmas is always exciting. I'm crazy for Christmas. I Christmas village it up so hard. That's such an exciting time of year for me. I decorate like crazy. So I'm excited, and I think it's so far off that like I'm not as worried about my sister just because it's so far away. Maybe it'll change when it gets closer, but in general, like I don't like in my heart right now, I don't feel nervous to see her. I'm sure it'll be different like when we come face to face, but listening back to the first time that we talked about her and listening to what I said about that I feel sad for her and that she has to live with that hate in her heart, I know she can't really get to me. Like, knowing how she feels inside and then that's why she's lashing out, I don't think it's going to get to me like it used to.
Okay. When it comes to like decorating and gift giving and buying and wrapping and all that kind of stuff, do you have stress over that?
No, I love it. I'm
Okay.
crazy. I wrap, well, I used to wrap all of my nieces and nephews' gifts from my sister as well. She'd bring all of them over and I'd wrap all of them while we chit-chatted. And I would even do it for my dad or my brother if they asked. I'll wrap everybody's gifts. I'll help buy. I get an app. I got it all organized. I love it.
Well, maybe you can give us some tips then. So when do you begin your Christmas decorating kind of season?
You're I wait until after Remembrance Day because my dad and my stepmom are veterans,
Okay.
but my birthday is November 14th, so that's the day. That's what I want to do for my birthday is I want to decorate for Christmas. So we start the whole process. After my birthday's over, I'm looking forward to Christmas.
Okay. Okay. And it and there's not stress. It's excitement.
Oh, it's all excitement. No, there's no stress.
Okay.
Ryan, for my birthday this year, is building me a tree to put all of my Christmas village stuff on, like a tiered tree, so that we can put all of, because I had a customer, but she moved to a retirement facility and she gave me all of her Christmas village stuff. So my Christmas village will be booming this year. I'm so
Oh, that's
excited to see it.
exciting. Oh, well, I would like to see photos of that. That's
Oh,
pretty
I'll send
awesome.
you. Yeah. Oh, I wish I had social media so other people could see it. It's going to be something.
It will be. When it comes to the gift buying and the giving, do you have a set budget that you stick to and do you plan out pricing per person?
Yeah, so it's all I get this free app every year and then I budget it. It's gone up in the last few years because of inflation. I used to be able to spend like $20 on each of the kids, like my sister's kids, but now it's like 40 for just to get something of a little bit of value. And then with our kids, I budget it, and like our parents, I usually spend around $50. And
Okay.
Ryan's parents, we've agreed that we don't do gifts between us. We're going to
Okay.
focus on the kids.
What's the name of this Christmas planning app? I think it would be helpful.
I'm not 100% sure. I think it's just like like present or like Christmas present. I just looked up Christmas present app and it came up. So it's cool because you can list everybody and then it gives you the budget and then you give your ideas in there and you can even link it to Amazon stuff, but I don't bother linking it.
Neat.
Yeah.
That sounds like a neat tool. Okay. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Do you f realize that at times I can tell you're holding your breath? Do you do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's anxious. Like, I'm trying to convince myself that when I feel that anxiety, it's actually excitement. I'm actually excited. It's okay to be excited.
It
So I'm
is.
trying to change that, but I do. Yeah. And I'm very like windy when I talk. So, like, at the end. So.
So you don't come across as windy. I can only tell from your face and your shoulders. And I
Oh, yeah.
don't, and I don't want you to
Posture.
feel, I don't want you to feel stressed. I want you to know that if you were right here, I would be hugging you tightly. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Okay. Is there anything that you want to get off your chest or to share before we end? Or
I
it seems
just,
very anticlimactic. I feel
I
like I should
know,
have a
right?
certificate or something for
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll put myself off one.
you.
I just big purple heart, puffy purple heart, love you. Like, thank you for everything. I've changed. I really did. Oh, I'm gonna cry now. I'm so thankful for everything you've held my hand through and all of the hard work that I did. I just, gosh, if someone hears this and they didn't have self-worth before and this helps them realize they could, then we did it. Like, that was the point of it, right? And I have self-worth and I feel confidence now. And I just, it makes all the difference.
I'm glad. I'm glad. Usually with a coaching package, there's access to the Simple Shortcuts to Peace course and all of the monthly calls. I hadn't placed you in it because I didn't want you to start paying attention to that and not to your homework. Would you like access to that course? Would you like to, do you think it's possible to join in the monthly calls? They're on Saturdays.
Yeah, maybe. Is it like a social thing or?
So it's turned that way. It's turned that way. We actually have a call tomorrow, at this time. And so yeah, it's once a month on a Saturday. But yeah, there's a nice group of people, and you will now be somewhat famous if you'd like to.
I was gonna say they're all gonna know me. Oh, man. Yeah, I'll give it a try. I for sure.
It might just be another a nice touch point for you. To be on that email list and know that the calls are available and the recalls to just know you're not alone. And I don't want you to feel ditched or discarded because you're not.
Well, I think I found a friend in myself lately, so I'm not feeling as alone, which is nice.
It's very Toy Story. You've got a friend in me kind of thing. So that's actually a homework assignment that I sometimes give out that you might enjoy is a like a playlist. So you do the binaural beats, which is phenomenal, but since music and songs and words can evoke so many different feelings, creating like an uplifting playlist with really good, like confidence boosting lyrics might be helpful.
Yeah.
There's a I don't you're younger than I am, but there was a TV show called Ally McBeal, and she was a lawyer, and
Yep.
she always had a song in her head. And now looking back on it, it's absolutely a symptom of of ADHD. But
Ah.
but in the 90s, nobody was talking about ADHD. But that's neat. Okay, all right, I'll send you all that info, Kelsey.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Consider yourself loved and hugged. I think you're amazing and wonderful. I'm so happy I got to know you. And thank you so much for sharing the way you did with all of us.
Thank you for showing up for me too.
Okay, I'm gonna hit stop recording, but you stay on. Okay. There we are. We did it. That was the end of Coaching with Kelsey. And you heard that I invited her to the Peace Course. She came the very next day, and that is why we are currently running the coupon code at stephanieoday.com/peace. If you would like in on the Simple Shortcuts to Peace course, I'm going to end it very soon. I will turn off the code on October 1st. But if you type that I love me, all caps, all one word at stephanieoday.com/peace in the checkout page, it will take a $300 discount off right away. In honor of Kelsey for showing up and for falling in love with herself. As always, I think you are amazing and lovely and wonderful and kind. I'll be back in your earbuds next week. I've got a few solo episodes, and then I'm going to introduce you to the next coaching client that I did over the summertime months, Melissa. Melissa is great. She and Kelsey are different. They're from different decades, different walks of life, but we're all sharing the same human experience, and we're all really doing the very best we can with the tools we have. And we all have a different set of tools. We were all raised differently. We're all playing from a different game board, a different deck of cards. Insert silly metaphor analogy, whatever it is that makes it click for you, latch on to that. And as always, some of the stuff I say, some of the stuff you hear me say with Kelsey, if it doesn't fit for you or isn't applicable to your life, dismiss it. Only take what you need and leave the rest. This is not all or nothing. All right, pretty people. As always, I think you're amazing and lovely and kind. I'll be back in your earbuds next week. If you are ready to start living slowly and ditch the hustle mindset for good, reach out to me. I'm a real person and you can track me down online at stephanieoday.com. Also, if you found value in this podcast, please share it with your family and friends and tag me on Instagram at Stephanie O'Day. While you're at it, go ahead and leave a positive review on your favorite podcast app. The more we share, like, the more people we can reach and share the slow down lifestyle and messaging. Thank you, Slow Down Society, and have a great day.